Welcome to Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and I thank you for joining me for early morning prayer. Our theme is seeking God, and our foundational scripture is Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. And going back to verse 11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So with our first prayer, the focus was on the peace of God and understanding the peace of God and learning how to trust God, learning how to apply God's word to our lives. Now, I want to focus on verse 12 today. And it says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So let's just take a closer look at what God is saying, because he said, call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So there are some things that we must do, and we must call upon God. And God said, and ye shall go. So where are you going when you go to pray with God? Because it says, then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So where do you go when you go to pray to God? Where do you go when you go to call upon his name? Where do you go to commune with God? Where do you go to fellowship with God? What is the condition of your mind when you go to call on God? What is the condition of your heart when you go to call upon God? God said in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So I want to repeat the question. What is the condition of your heart when you are calling upon God? What is the condition of your heart when you go to God in prayer? God said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So whatever it is that you are seeking God for today, Jeremiah 29 verse 12 says, and you shall call upon me, And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So my first question was, where do you go when you go to pray with God? And when I read, and ye shall go, and ye shall go, right away I thought about Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to turn there for a moment and read the first verse of Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah, God. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the wheels that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. So as I go back to Jeremiah 29 and verse 12, it says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you. So where do you go when you go to call upon God? Where do you go when you go to pray to God? Jeremiah 18, the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise. And that means to get up from where you are. Arise. Make a forward move upward. Take one step forward. Move away from where you are and move forward. Arise. When the man at Bethesda Pool was laying there and Jesus was talking to him, he said, wilt thou be made whole? All he had to do was arise and get up. But he made an excuse as to why he couldn't get into the pool. Wilt thou be made whole today? Are you ready to arise? Are you ready to call upon God? Are you ready to go to God in prayer and present your petition to Him with prayer and thanksgiving? Are you ready to receive God's peace that passeth all understanding? Are you ready to receive your healing today? You see, God gave some specific instructions in Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. He said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So what is the condition of your heart today? Do you have a whole heart? Do you have a broken heart? Do you have a black heart? Do you have a pink heart? Do you have an unforgiven heart? Do you have a heart that is bleeding because you've been hurt, because you've been wounded, because you've been rejected, because you've been isolated, because you've been abandoned? What is the condition of your heart? Have you been betrayed? Have you been deceived? What is the condition of your heart? Because God said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now, all of the questions that I just asked you about your heart, God is concerned about the condition of our hearts. And it doesn't matter what state your heart is in. God wants you to come to Him, and God wants you to call upon Him, and God wants you to go and pray unto Him. And He said, and I will hearken unto you, but I want you to seek me with all your heart. When you search for me, I want you to search for me with all your heart. And God's promise to you is that I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. So, what is the condition of your heart? Was your heart affected by the captivity? What are the areas of your heart that are held captive by the painful memories of your past? What are the areas of your heart that are held captive by the things that you have no control over? God wants to set you free. God said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So, what are the areas of your life today where you have been seeking the help from other people, places, or things? What is your unmet need today? What are the areas of your heart? What are the areas of your mind? What are the areas of your emotions that were in captivity when you was in that place in prison that God delivered you from, but you don't really realize that you've been delivered, and the enemy comes to send intrusions to your mind and cause you to doubt your healing and your deliverance. And he presents information to you to take you back to the place where you was in captivity. And he presents false evidence appearing real to make it feel like you really back in that place. And he uses a situation to trigger your emotions to cause a flashback. And he uses a situation to trigger a reaction from you that will cause you to operate in the spirit of fear, which will cause you to back up, which will paralyze you and prevent you from moving forward. And when that happens, the enemy will steal your voice so that you won't call upon God. It's just plain and simple. You won't call upon God, you won't go, and you won't pray unto God. But God said, then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So, while we're discussing Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14, it's important that we understand that it's okay to search and to seek God even when we're hurting, even when we're wounded, even when we don't understand what's happening around us. God wants us to come to Him and cast our cares upon Him. And He gave us some specific instructions. And if you will go with me to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, for a moment. In verse 6, 1 Peter 5, verse 6 is where I'm going to start. It says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Now, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is at the devil." Let me read that over again. I'm sorry. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now, verse 9 says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Verse 10, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So, we must learn how to humble ourselves before God on a regular basis, every day throughout the day. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." Do you want to be healed today? "Wilt thou be made whole? Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." God cares about you. God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to go to that quiet place. God wants you to go and pray and talk to Him. And God wants you to be quiet and listen to Him. And sometimes after you talk to God, He may not say something right away, and you may sit there in silence. And if that's the case, enjoy the peace. Enjoy the stillness. Psalms 46 and verse 10, it says, "Be still and know." And I have to say that again. "Be still and know that I am God." And that means that whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, whatever you are feeling, whatever it is you want to overcome, God is saying, "Be still and know that I am God. I am in control. I know everything that you're going through. I know where you're hurting. I know where you're happy. I know where you're sad. I know where you're frustrated and irritated. And I know that you had enough. And you searching and you looking and you running, but I need you to come to me and cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. I need you to be sober. I need you to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I want you to be steadfast. I want you to resist the devil. Because when you resist the devil, he will flee from you. I want you to arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. So God is always providing instructions in his word. And if I could go back to Jeremiah 29 and verse 12, it says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and I will hearken unto you. Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." This is God's promise to you. I will hearken unto you. And when ye shall seek me and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now, I want to explain something. Fasting and prayer together is very powerful. And the word encourages us to fast and to pray. But the key here with really getting to know God and to understand God, it's in seeking him with all of your heart. It's with surrendering everything to God and letting him take control. It's learning how to submit to the biblical authority of his word and be led by the Spirit. It is in the secret place where we will find sweet communion and sweet fellowship with God. And as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all of these things shall be added unto us. Not the things that we desire, not the things that we want, but the things that God wants, the things that God have for us, the things that God has called us to do for him, because we belong to God. We don't belong to ourselves. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Where do you go when you go to pray to God? Where do you go when you go to talk to God? Where do you go when you need to hear from God? What do you do when you need to hear from God? I would like for you to go with me to Psalms 91. And the first verse says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God, I thank you for your word this morning. So our theme is seeking God. And today, the foundational scripture is Jeremiah 29 verses 11 through 14. And the key verse today is verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And then we went to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, and the first verse that says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. So Jeremiah was inspired by God to arise and go down to the potter's house. Now, let's talk about go down for a moment. But I still need to go back to Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go. And ye shall go. Well, where are you going to go? Well, Jeremiah 18, verse 1, verse 2 says, arise and go down to the potter's house. And I have to go back to 1 Peter 5. In verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There is power in going down to the potter's house. Now, the potter's house can be the house of God. The potter's house can be that quiet place in your room where you go to talk to God. The potter's house can be your prayer altar. The potter's house can be right in your car when you pull over to stop and talk to God. It doesn't matter. It's the condition of your heart. It's the spirit of humility in which you approach God. God is looking at our hearts. There are so many benefits in humbling ourselves before God. God said, go. Arise, go down to the potter's house. So we must learn how to go down. We must learn how to humble ourselves before God in prayer. And as we go to him in prayer, as we submit to the biblical authority of God's word, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God loves it when we give him back his word. I could sit here and I could pray, in which I'm going to pray, but it's the word of God that captures God's heart. And I'm not saying we can't speak words and we could pray. God hears us. Yes, he does. But when we apply the biblical principles of his word to our lives and we pray and make prophetic declarations with his word and we give his word back to him, we guarantee to get a response from God. And that's not my words, it's his word. He said in Jeremiah 29 and verse 12, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me," in verse 13, "when ye shall search for me with all your heart." So how are you searching for God? How are you seeking God? Are you seeking God with your whole heart? Or do you hold back from seeking God because you don't have a whole heart? Let me tell you something. If you have a broken heart, if you have a torn heart, if you have a wounded heart, if you have a sick heart, that doesn't mean that you can't seek God. It doesn't mean that you can't search for God. God said in 1 Peter 5, in verse 7, "Casting all your care upon me, for he careth for you." So God, he's concerned about you today. He's concerned about you every day. And God is thinking about you. Because Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God wants to bring you to that place of knowledge where you understand that he wants what's best for you and that he wants to bring you to your expected end. Now, I'm going to read that in the Amplified Version. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 in the Amplified Version. "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice and I will listen to you." And I love verse 13 in the Amplified. It says, "Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search me with all your heart." And verse 14 says, "I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes, and I will free you and gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile." So, if we could go back to Psalms 91, as we reflect on Jeremiah 29 and verse 12, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." So let's connect that with Jeremiah 18, verse 1 and 2. And I'm repeating these scriptures today. "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." So wherever your potter's house is, guess what? It's connected to the secret place. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for your word. Now let me read that to you in the Amplified. And Psalms 91 is a prayer of protection. Psalms 91 is security for those who put their trust in the Lord. And I need to give you another ingredient for today's message in prayer. And a lot of times you will hear me say Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 just about all of the time, because we need to learn how to trust God on another level, on a higher level. And we need to learn how to lean to his understanding and get out of his way, get out of our emotions, get out of our feelings. But Psalms 91 and verse 1, it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Now just pause and meditate on that for a moment. I'm going to read it again. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. So when we go to, when we arise and go down, when we get up from where we are, and then we humble ourselves before the Lord by going down on our knees in prayer or laying down prostrate, whatever action, whichever way you pray to God, that's all good. You could lay down, you could kneel down. But for real, God is looking at the condition of your heart. How humble is your heart? What are your motives for your prayer? Why are you praying the way you're praying? Are you praying in a godly manner where you're reverencing God? Or are you dictating to God and telling God what he is going to do? Or are you trying to bribe God and tell God, if you do this for me, then I'll do that for you? No. That's arrogance and that's pride. You don't go to God that way. We must learn how to reverence God. We must learn how to honor God. We must learn how to humble ourselves. We must learn how to deny ourselves. We must learn to crucify our flesh. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done, O God, on earth as it is in heaven. I don't want my will. I want your will to be done, because I recognize that I am not my own. I didn't create me. God, your word says that you created me. Your word tells me in Isaiah 43 that you formed me, that you called me by my name, that you know me. And Jeremiah 29, you've been telling me that you know your thoughts towards me, and that it's thoughts of peace and not of evil to give me an expected end. And God, you said that when I call upon you, that I shall go. You said that when I call, that then shall ye call upon me. So God, you're telling me, call upon me, Stacy. And for those of you that are listening, he's saying, call upon me, Charles. Call upon me, Rob. Call upon me, Apostle Daniel. Call upon me, Apostle Sherba. Call upon me, Amuji. Call upon me, Angela. Call upon me, Tiklo. Call upon me, Juanita. Call upon me, Suzette. Call upon me, Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Call upon me, Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. Everybody listening under the sound of my voice, call upon me and I will hear you and I will answer you. We must learn how to take God at his word. God is not a man that he should lie. God is a promise keeper. He keeps all of his promises. He just wants us to come to him. He said, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today in Jeremiah 29 and 11. We thank you, Father, for your word in Jeremiah 18 and verse 1. We thank you for your word in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 9, Lord. And we thank you for your word in Psalms 91. And I thank you for all of these scriptures this morning because it's helping us to understand different ways that we can seek you, that we can search you, that we can come to you, cast our cares upon you, and talk to you. And because we understand that prayer is a two-way communication, God, we know that sometimes when we come to you, we are just so overwhelmed with so much stuff that we talk so much. And we don't give you a chance to talk. So we want to surrender those areas to you. And we do want to cast all of our cares upon you, and we're going to. But we're just asking you to help us. Help us to find balance. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to come to you. Teach us how to obey your word. Teach us how to seek your face, God, with our whole heart. Teach us how to come to you first. And not to go to other people, places, or things. Because people, places, and things did not create us, did not make us. You made us. You created us. You know everything about us. You know our thoughts before we think them. You know our words before we speak them. You know our actions before we do them. You know everything about us. You know when we're going to obey you. You know when we're going to disobey you. You know, Father God, every emotion we experience. You know everything that we do, the things that please you and the things that displease you, and you still love us. And you still cover us, and you still protect us, and you make a way for us. And we just want to say thank you, God. We just want to magnify you right now. We just want to glorify you, God. We just want to exalt you. We want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We want to acknowledge that you are a mighty God, that you sit high and you look low, God. And we thank you right now for cleansing us of all unrighteousness. We thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins. Father, we come in a spirit of repentance, standing on your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And that seek my face. You want us to seek you, God. You said, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear me. So God, in order for us to really hear you, we must be willing to get in your presence. In Psalms 91, it says, he who dwells, and dwell is to live, is to abide, is to stay, is to remain. So we can't pick and choose the days that we're going to stay in your presence. I mean, we can. And the level of time that we dedicate to you is going to be how well we get to know you. You said that we will find you when we seek you with our whole hearts. And your scripture is telling us that we must dwell. We must remain. We must live. We must be with you at all times, God. And Lord, we're not in the spirit all of the time. We're just not. We're human beings. We're spiritual beings, but we live in these fleshly bodies. And the truth is, God, we're dying to self every day. Every day there is something that you are bringing to our attention that you want us to get rid of, that you want us to put off. Put off the old and to put on the new. But God, if we don't come into your presence, if we don't come to you and cast our cares upon you, if we don't humble ourselves before you and ask for your help, how will we accomplish finding you? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. So, Father, we just want to thank you right now for your word in Psalms 91. And we make a conscious decision today to dwell in the shelter of your, under the shadow of your wings. Father, under your wings, we will find refuge. And we thank you that under your wings, we will be shielded. We thank you that under your wings, we shall be protected. We thank you that no power of the enemy will withstand us. And I thank you so much for your word in Isaiah 54:17. And I thank you that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your word in Jeremiah 18. And I thank you for inspiring us today through your word to seek you, to search for you with our whole heart. Thank you for your prophetic instructions in your word in Jeremiah 29, in Jeremiah 18, in 1 Peter 5. Father, we thank you for your instructions to us today. We thank you for the information that you provided to us. And we thank you for teaching us how to obey your instructions today, because we want to know you. We want to be in an intimate and passionate relationship with you. And we want to surrender every area of our lives to you. So we ask you in the name of Jesus to cleanse us, heal us, and deliver us. Father, I apply the blood of Jesus over everyone that's listening. And I release the power of the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for a blood bath today. Blood wash our minds as you release the power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you for flushing out every hurt, every pain, all of the damaged areas of our emotions, all of those areas in our mind, our emotions, in our soul. God, where we've been held captive by things that have happened to us, things that have hurt us, things that wounded us, things that have prevented us from coming into your presence. Father, I acknowledge a spirit of prayerlessness due to paralysis, due to the spirit of laziness, in the spirit of procrastination, in the spirit of fear. In every assignment of the enemy that launched these attacks against us, all in the effort to prevent us from dwelling, abiding in the secret place of the Most High. We cancel every assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we offer no excuses for our behavior. Some things we didn't even understand. But we thank you for revealing the mysteries of your word and strategically teaching us about the warfare of the enemy, the works of the enemy, and the different things that he does to seduce us into neglecting prayer, neglecting you. In a moment of frustration, in a moment of irritation. So we renounce the spirit of prayerlessness, God. And we thank you for this message today on seeking you. And we thank you that as we seek you, that we will find you. And when we search for you with our whole hearts, God, we will find you. Now, Father, I ask that you meet every person wherever they are. You are the potter, and we are the clay. And my prayer this morning is that you will put us back together again. I call forth a spirit of repentance, and everybody that got off of your will because we didn't want to embrace the sufferings, we ask that you forgive us, and we make a conscious decision to get back up on the will. Because God, you're going to make us over again. And that is our prayer today. As we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Hallelujah. Your word says all these things shall be added unto us. Father, we want to be what you want us to be. We don't want to be what we want to be. So as we repent, God, we ask that you strip us of self. Father, everything that was born of the flesh, may it die today. But everything that was born of the Spirit, breathe the breath of life upon those things and show us what you want us to do. Show us how to strengthen those things in your word. Teach us how to trust you, God. Teach us how to be still and know that you are God. For all of those areas where we find ourselves unsure, don't really know what we need to do, because sometimes we feel discouraged. Sometimes we just don't have the answers. And God, during those times when the storm winds are blowing, we want to trust you the same way we trust you when the storm winds are not blowing. And the truth of the matter is, when we take the time to be in a relationship with you every day on a regular basis, when the storm comes, we don't have to worry or fret because we're already in relationship with you. And that's the security of trusting you, God. So we make a conscious decision to apply Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to our lives today, God. Teach us how to trust you with all of our hearts. And God, I'm so intentional with the words that I'm saying this morning, because there's a wide variety of hearts that are crying out to you. And God, I feel a wide variety of things this morning. And because of how you use me in prayer, sometimes I feel what your people are feeling. And some of your people today, God, they are broken. They are hurting. Some of them are filled with despair and hopelessness. Some of them don't even feel like they are worthy. And I want to deal with the spirit of Belial that is attacking your people and making them feel worthless and making them feel like their situation is hopeless, like their lives do not matter. Father, I bind the spirit of suicide, every suicidal thought, every person that have the thoughts, but they don't have a plan. I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their minds, over their emotions. And I command their mind to respond to the word of God. Father, they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I bind every mind-binding spirit. And I cancel every assignment of the enemy through demonic and satanic manipulation and control. Rakashandarabasi, Rikandarabashata. Hallelujah, God. I thank you right now for taking their minds in your hands and holding their minds together, God. Rakashata, in your hands. Hold their minds together, God. In the name of Jesus, that's what I'm asking you. Hold their minds together, God. Because the enemy is working overtime, trying to destroy their minds. Trying to get their focus off of you, God. Trying to discourage them so much so that they're thinking about taking their own lives. And the devil is a liar. And I decree in Jesus' name that they shall live. And by the power and authority that you have given to me, I bind the spirit of death. I bind the spirit of premature death. I bind the spirit of spiritual abortion, assassination. Every mercenary sent on assignment to kill your people, I cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil man, every evil woman that's been devising the death, the demise of your people, they shall die in their place. Father, you said in your word to suffer not a witch to live. And every witch, every warlock that's been planning the death of your children, let them die in the name of Jesus. Rakashata, Rikanda, Rakashata, Rakashatata, Rakashanda Rabasidi Kanda, Rakashata, Rikanda Rabashata. Break in the name of Jesus. Break by the blood and fire of God. Rakashata, Rikanda Rabashata. I loose resurrection life and resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Rokorobo Sidi Kanda Rabashata. God, every heart, whatever the condition may be, I cover them right now with the blood of Jesus. And every broken heart, God, and the pieces of our hearts that we have given to other people, every person that we made a little G God in our lives, every person that we worshiped instead of worshiping you, God, we repent. Every person we was in a relationship with, God, and soul ties was formed through sex, Soul ties was formed through emotional and demonic manipulation, through witchcraft. God, any way that the soul tie was created, break by the blood and fire of God. Break in the name of Jesus. Rakashata. Every soul tie through sexual intercourse, through fornication and adultery, God, break by the blood and fire of God. I bind the spirit of perversion. Rikanda rabashata. Rokorobo siri kanda rabashata. And I loose the spirit of holiness. And I loose the spirit of righteousness. And Father, all of the pieces of our hearts that we just carelessly gave away in our ignorance to other people, sometimes places and things, because we have idolized people, places, and things. And when it comes down to sexual immorality, God, some people, they have been worshiping the orgasm and mistaking it for love when it really was lust. And they've been messed up by the hookup. And the enemy put a meat hook in their heart. God, I take that meat hook out of their hearts today in the name of Jesus. And every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that has given away their hearts, even those where their hearts were stolen, even those where their hearts was presented by their family members as sacrifices to these occultic practices, to marine witchcraft and whatever witchcraft they was into, God. I thank you for breaking the chains of bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for setting the captives free in the name of Jesus. I decree that padlocks are breaking off their feet. I decree that the fetters are coming loose in the name of Jesus. The chains are breaking off their hands. The chains are breaking off their hearts. The chains are breaking off their minds. Rakashanda Rabashiri Kanda Rakashata Rokolobosi Rikanda Rabashata. Break by the blood and fire of God. Rakashanda Rabashiri Kanda Rabashata Rokorobosiri Kanda Rabashata. Father, I thank you that the chains of slavery, the chains of bondage have been broken today. And so every place where we gave away the pieces of our heart, and every place, every area where our hearts have been broken and shattered into pieces, God, we take back all of those pieces of our hearts. And so, in pieces, we give you our whole heart, and we thank you for making us whole again. Hallelujah. You see, God, it's in seeking you in prayer this morning that you guided me in the direction that you wanted me to go with this prayer, and it all comes back to your word. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, you want us to be healed, and you want us to be whole, and we want to be healed. Hallelujah. Father, I give you back your word. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed and commissioned me to bring good news to the humble and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives, and freedom to prisoners. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you sent me to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance and retribution of our God, to comfort all who mourn. I thank you, God, that your spirit is upon me and that you have anointed and commissioned me to grant to those who mourn in Zion the following. to give them a turban instead of dust on their heads, a sign of mourning. The oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment expressive of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. And God, your word says, so they will be called the trees of righteousness, strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Rabashanda Rabashidi Kanda. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I bless your name. I bless your name. And I thank you for your word. I thank you for binding the brokenhearted this morning, God. Every area where they were bound, were. Because you set them free today. And I thank you that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit that they have been set free, God. You said if I ask anything in your name that you would do it, Lord. And I have presented my request to you today. And so I thank you for going before your people and making a way, God. Hallelujah. I decree that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of uncommon favor. This is the year of divine vengeance and retribution of God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for avenging us. I thank you for vindicating us. I thank you for showing us that you are a God of recompense. Rikanda Rabashata, God. I thank you for comforting those that mourn, Lord. And I bind the spirit of mourning and I release the garment of praise. I thank you that instead of a disheartened spirit, God, that your people are going to break out in praise, expressive praise, a unique and a dynamic praise, God. Rakashanda Rabasidi Kandarabashata Rokolobo Sidi Kandarabashata Rakashanda Rabasidi Kanda Rokolobo Sidi Kandarabashata. Praise, praise, Lord. Release a new praise upon your people. Rokorobo Sidi Kandarabashata Rakashandarabasidi Kanda Rokolobo Sidi Kandarabashata Rakashandarabasidi Kandarabashata. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for releasing a new passion to praise you like never before. I thank you for loosing a new passion to pray like never before, God. I thank you for loosing a new passion to study your word like never before, God. I thank you that you have called your people trees of righteousness. And I decree in the name of Jesus that they are strong. I decree that the body of Christ is strong. I decree in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ, we shall be strong and of good courage. I thank you that we are magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with God. We were planted by you, God, so that you will be glorified. So in all that we have presented to you and all that we have learned in your word today, we thank you that it's all about you, God. We deny ourselves. We take up our cross today and we follow you. We follow your word. We follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. We follow the leading, the governance of the Holy Spirit over our lives. And Holy Spirit, please forgive us for all of the times that we grieved you, we quenched you, we ignored you, we didn't hearken unto you, and we leaned to our own understanding, and then things got all jacked up, and we came, and we cried, and we cried, and we cried, oh God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to interact with you. Teach us how to enter into relationship with you, Holy Spirit, because you are our comforter. You are our counselor. You are our teacher. You are our minister of defense. You are our disciplinarian. You are the umpire of our soul. Yes, we could say all of those things, but the reality is we need application. So as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, O God, we thank you that all these things shall be added unto us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that you are the God that answers by fire. And every assignment of the enemy I place under the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that your angels are hearkening unto your word. And I thank you that Psalms 91, God, is a prayer of protection. And I thank you for hiding us in your fire. I place us in your fire right now in the name of Jesus. Rakashata rabashi. Rikanda rabashata. Be glorified, O God. Be exalted. We thank you and we submit this prayer with an attitude of gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. My name is Stacy Lunsford and you're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And our theme for early morning prayer is seeking God. And our foundational scripture is in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th and 14th verses. I pray that you were blessed today. I love you. God loves you. I'm praying for you and with you. Receive a fresh anointing and please continue to plead the blood of Jesus over your lives, over your families, over your children, over your homes, over your vehicles every day is very important. I am praying for you and I truly, truly want the best for you. And I look forward to hearing your praise reports. There's a great expectancy in my spirit. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise for what he has done and what he is about to do. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day.